Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we're going to take a look at Venus's sextile with Jupiter, which is perfecting today, as well as the Sun's square to Saturn, which is perfecting over the weekend. Tomorrow, we're going to be taking a look at the astrology of November, and then Monday, we're going to be doing horoscopes for November. So I figured today we might as well talk a little bit about Venus, Jupiter, and Sun, Saturn, the two big transits that are perfecting over the next couple of days. So before I do that, I want to remind all of you guys, my new class starts in just a couple of weeks. I'm really excited for this. It seems like time has really flown by. It's hard to believe that my June class is already coming in on halfway through their program, and we're starting a new one. So here is my new, here's my website, nightlightastrology.com. Click on the courses page, go to the first year course. You can scroll down to learn all about the program. It's over 100 hours worth of classroom content. We have 30 webinars that I lead. You can watch them live or you can participate remotely by downloading all the lectures and all the class material or looking at them through our class website. It's all yours to keep. We also have 12 guest lectures that come in throughout the year. We have interactive forum discussions that take place year round. We've got a tutoring staff that's there to help you. We have breakout study sessions. In addition to our 30 classes that include tutoring. So there's a lot of support there for you guys as you're going through the program. You can also email me anytime with questions throughout the year. There's lots of recommended reading and bonus material that you can take advantage of, quizzes. There's a certification test at the end you can take if you want to. The course is designed for people who might be taking this because it's a hobby, something you're trying to cultivate as a part of your spiritual life, or because you have the desire to read for other people, perhaps. Anyway, don't miss the opportunity to take advantage of the early bird payment, which saves you $500 off. That is taking place all the way up till the week of class. So you have like two-ish more weeks to take advantage of that. You can also use the payment plan. We also have need-based tuition. So if you are hurting, you have different kinds of budget constraints, be sure that you check that out. We try to make sure that no one's ever priced out. Any questions, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. Really looking forward to it. We've got more and more registrations coming in every day. So it's going to be a great program. Really excited to meet all the new students soon. Here is the real-time clock for today. Let's take a look at our transits. So we have Venus in Sagittarius making a sextile to Jupiter in Aquarius. You can see that forming today. Here's the two of them. And then we also have the Sun in Scorpio in the engagement range now with the square to Saturn in the sign of, also in the sign of Aquarius. So those are the two big transits of the moment. By early next week, there's a bunch of new transits starting to form. So we're going to be talking about those in tomorrow's overview for the astrology of November. Let's start off by talking a little bit about the Venus-Jupiter dynamic. When Venus is in any sign, remember, you have to kind of remember the way that ancient astrologers conceptualized the relationship between planets when they were in each other's signs. If Venus is traveling along, Venus always wants to do Venusian things. That would mean that Venus wants to make friends. Venus wants to harmonize or see the likeness between things. So it's a harmonizing agent. You see that Venus is looking for love and beauty. You see that Venus has an interest in balance. And Venus is also interested in anything that's pleasant or fortunate, anything that feels good or looks nice, anything that's sensual. Venus is also interested in beauty in the sense of goodness and beauty together. So if these are the things that Venus is naturally seeking. Of course, the shadow side of Venus would be when some kind of selfishness takes over and we get lust rather than the kind of beautiful natural quality of desire. You have when Venus takes over, you have in a not so good way, you sometimes get jealousy or you have vanity, things like that. So Venus might be looking for any of those things in our lives right now. Can't possibly say what Venus is doing for everyone because Venus in the sky is just showing us, broadly speaking, an archetypal field that's moving through right now. Each soul is going to relate to that field differently depending on each soul's karma. When Venus is in the sign of Sagittarius, it's in Jupiter's house. So Venus is there like, I want to do Venus-y things. And then by virtue of being in Jupiter's house, Jupiter is the one that has to satisfy Venus like a host. So Venus is the guest and Jupiter is the host. Venus says, I want to do something that's sensual and pleasing and delightful and, you know, brings joy and good fortune. You know, just like a comfortable couch, a good movie, a bowl of popcorn, if that's your jam. For me, you know, it might also be like definitely like something my wife and I like to do is take walks in nature. This is almost always like a very Venusian pleasing thing for my double Taurus wife. Okay, so whatever it is, Venus wants to do it. Jupiter says, well, here's what I can do. I can give you something that's Jupiter-like. So Venus is going to get whatever she's looking for, but in a Jupiterian kind of way. All right, so it is even better if Venus actually has an aspect that is perfecting by degree to Jupiter, because then not only is Jupiter going to serve Venus dinner in a style that hopefully Venus likes or appreciates, it always depends on the relationship between the planets, but the likelihood that it is going to be a very beneficial exchange, that Jupiter's going to provide something that Venus really likes, that there's going to be a natural sympathy between the two, and that what Venus desires is naturally going to be fulfilled by its planetary host. That we call that reception, by the way. It's I receive my guest. And that happens when the planet has an aspect to the host of the sign that it's in. So in this case, Venus perfecting a sextile, remember sextiles are actually of the nature of Venus, is a very positive thing, because Venus perfecting the sextile with Jupiter by degree means that you have both benefics connecting. Venus is receiving whatever Venus desires in different situations right now, and Jupiter is the one giving it, and giving it sort of splendidly. Jupiter is very willing to help out. All right, so let's just make this really like super simple. Let me give you an example right now. This week I had two big projects. One was a kind of creative writing project for a publication. And the other one was I've collected a huge amount of cardboard boxes, and I'm building an elaborate like maze of cardboard boxes, like tunneled cardboard boxes that I've built in the basement of our home for my girls for Halloween. And I'm just totally tripping it out with like Chris or Halloween lights, and there's glow sticks hidden in the maze, and they're different colors, right? So the girls have to go and find the color that coordinates to them in this elaborate maze that I've made of cardboard boxes. I've got cool electronic ambient music going. Like, this thing is the bomb. And I've been really like, I've probably spent a lot of time, I don't know, probably like 10 hours building it so far. So at any rate, there's black lights in it. There's black light paint throughout it. Like, it is so cool. And I was just like thinking, oh, isn't this interesting that I've had zero problem effectively getting these big artistic projects done this week. My creative writing project came out very smoothly. Not that it's perfect or anything, but it came out, you know, just the transmission of it came out relatively smoothly. And then I built this big, elaborate, fun Halloween maze for my girls. And that all came together really smoothly. Like, all things considered, for how big these projects are and how time consuming they are and how much work I thought was going to be involved, nope, they've been relatively easy for me this week. They've been a lot of fun, and they came out really smoothly. So, really simple example of Venus Jupiter coming together in a sextile this week. Venus wants to do some artistic things that are kind of big and over the top, you know. So and so you see Venus and Jupiter coming together. But also, interestingly, I had my father's coming into town for Halloween and going to be visiting with us and the girls. And I also needed to get like, we don't drink coffee in our house. We're a caffeine-free family. And that has to do with the bhakti yoga commitments that I have. So, but my dad does. So I had to like find a coffee maker and his kind of coffee. I didn't have to, but I wanted to, obviously, be a good host, right? So, and I managed to find them, you know, really quickly, because I was like, I'm not going to have time to go out. Oh my God, you know, I got to make sure he has his coffee. And so I was able to find, you know how on Amazon, like sometimes things don't come for like 3 days or whatever. And this was like last night. And I looked and I was able to find a cheap coffee maker and the kind of coffee he likes to be arriving today. And it got here this morning. I was like, this is just, it's a weird world that we're living in. So anyway, I got here this morning and I was able to find that like really, really quickly. These are really simple and kind of stupid generic examples, right? But that's how Venus and Jupiter is. It's like, oh, I need a coffee maker. Shoot, I need it by tomorrow. I've got it, you know, says creepy Amazon bots. Before I even thought it, a coffee maker was popping up on my screen. Do you need a coffee maker? Get out of my freaking head. But it's kind of like if Venus is making an order right now, Jupiter can respond very quickly, very smoothly. You have to be careful, like I would say, I'm not feeling so good. I want to go shopping and then spending too much, or going to the grocery store on an empty stomach kind of feeling with Venus Jupiter connecting. But if you're looking for support from someone, if you're looking for a quick answer, if you need to talk to, I don't know, like someone has to grant you permission to do something, some kind of authority figure, something like that. You need some signature on something. It's the kind of transit where you usually see the connection being made swiftly and easily, some kind of creative transmission, some kind of romantic escapade, some kind of social gathering. You just see the harmony hitting really nicely and smoothly. It's a very brief transit. So a lot of the times with the briefer transits, it's not going to be like the world's biggest thing, but you just may notice some smoothness and some ease of connection in your life right now. Venus, Jupiter come together and there's almost always a sense of kind of grandness or bigness or something that's kind of fun and uplifting. I'm super stoked. You know what came in? So I have to share this. So for Halloween, I'm going as a unicorn because I have two girls. I was thinking like, what would be the most fun? What could I do as a dad that would be like most fun for my girls, aside from building the world's biggest maze in my basement? And both of my girls are unicorn crazy. And literally there are usually 3 or 4 questions regarding unicorns every day in my life. And I've become something like the wizard's almanac of unicorn knowledge, but all made up on the spot. And so I have my unicorn costume coming tomorrow. My unicorn costume got here last night. I have the one thing that I have coming tomorrow that caps it off is a little bit of face paint. So at any rate, this is all Venus Jupiter. This week has just been like one little fiesta of artwork and color and, you know, and our house is getting all spooky and whatever. The girls are loving it. So what have you been noticing with Venus Jupiter this week? I'd love to hear your stories. I think that would be really fun. On to the depressing news. The sun is also going into a square with Saturn. Let's show you that in the real time clock. Before we finish today, we need to make sure that we address this because this is coming in over the weekend. It's last quarter moon today, by the way, as well. Last quarter moon, you may feel just that kind of moving through the completion of the cycle. The last quarter moon is often about sort of shedding layers, letting go of things, feeling of completion, resolution. Anyway, it's a nice one with Venus Jupiter in the air. I really like this combination right now. You can also see here's the sun moving through the square to Saturn. Now we have Venus Jupiter to enjoy before this hits really hard. You may already be feeling it a little bit. But anyway, this comes through really on Saturday, October 30th. And you'll probably feel it over the weekend, say through Halloween, maybe a little bit into Monday, November 1st. So it's kind of, a couple of days that you could already feel it now. It's within 2 degrees. So I'd say tomorrow, Friday, October 29th, and Saturday the 30th, especially, you'll be feeling this transit. But Sun square Saturn, what do we have here? Well, just breaking down this archetypal combination really briefly for today, the Sun square to Saturn can bring into conversation the qualities of life and death. For example, every time that I visit at the stage in my life that I visit with my parents, I have to deal with this reality that, you know, they're getting older and they're not, they're still young, you know, all things considered, but that just grappling with mortality, light, sun, death, Saturn, and the two meeting together can mean the meeting of generations. For example, my dad will be here this weekend, very sun-Saturn kind of transit. I don't anticipate anything super stressful, but there's always just, you know, that saying by Ram Dass, if you think you're enlightened, spend some time with your family or whatever. And I don't usually find that that manifests any longer in my life in terms of conflict with my family, but more about the inner tension that I feel. They're getting older. I'm getting older, things like that. And that feels like pretty appropriate for my dad visiting, for example, for this weekend with Sun Saturn. You can also see that the Sun Saturn comes through when you're having to deal with or bear with like somewhat difficult things. I found out, you know, yesterday I found out that I actually am going to need a surgery for something that happened while I was doing jujitsu this summer. The jujitsu train just doesn't end for me. I'm just going to be paying off jujitsu karma for like the next year. But anyway, so that was kind of heavier news. Luckily, the surgery is very minor. It's like a very minor thing and recovery time is pretty quick. But it was like, you know, it was a real like Saturn sun kind of feeling. I was like, oh, gosh, this sucks. So Sun Saturn can also be about like having to bear with heavier, more serious things or topics. And remember, today and tomorrow, just live in Venus, Jupiter, and just be there for a minute. But Sun Saturn is coming through. There's a gravitas to that transit. There's a dealing with themes of life and death, with aging, with karma around fathers or authority figures. Also with the work and perseverance needed to create, you know, like a magnum opus, kind of, you know what, kind of my maze is a magnum. I'm not going to lie. Like I've been like down there, like an engineer, like mad scientist, my non-existent hair is up in the air, you know? So, and I've been down there like late hours, you know, plotting the demise of my evil children. I'm like, you guys are screwed. Have fun. Anyway, so... So I've been really down there though, you know, plugging away, and it's, you know, it's kind of an initiation. If you've ever been through a maze, like a corn maze as a kid, or like, I don't even know, when I was a kid, my dad built us these cardboard maze boxes in our basement, in our youth group, in our church basement. And they were always just the best. I mean, this stuff was so much fun. And yet there is something like, an initiating quality. It's a kind of an initiation to walk a labyrinth, to move through a maze, especially when you're young. And there's kind of a mystery. You've never done it before. I'm going to leave a little impression on those psyches, let me tell you. So the Sun Saturn is a little bit like that in the sense that it can indicate like rites of passage or more serious topics that also grow us up or help us to individuate by virtue of having to go through something that's a little bit more challenging. I like the Venus and Jupiter's in the air because then maybe it'll be fun like the maze. But at any rate, you can also see the Sun Saturn as the crystallization of a creative effort, like a magnum opus kind of feeling, even if it's just a little mini magnum opus, because let's face it, the transit doesn't last very long. But that's kind of the vibe in the air with Sun Saturn. You may also see questions about the aging or health of, you know, like world leaders or even the president. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's, you know, conversations about people and their health who are in power or office or something like that politically. I'm not predicting anything specifically. I'm just saying. By the way, speaking of Venus, Jupiter, can you guys see my new Narnia picture in the back? Probably can't really see it. They made two of them. It's really funny. I was like, you know, I need a new Narnia poster for my door. I asked my daughters and they sat down and with my wife and they made them. And they were like, we're changing it up this time, Dad. And I was like, well, I asked for a Narnia picture. And they were like, well, we gave you that. But then I also gave you, I don't know, this, it's like this gelatinous heart thing, so which is really cool. But so there's one Narnia picture and there's a gelatinous heart. And my daughter looked at me and she goes, I can't have everybody thinking that I can only draw one thing. Something like that. I was like, all right, well, now she knows that like her artistic galleries are on display for the world in my YouTube videos. So she's upping her game. But at any rate, so you can see the new pictures back there. Okay, well, this is a fun day. I'm excited for Venus and Jupiter coming together. Sun, Saturn, you know, I could take it or leave it. but I guess that's what it is. We're going to be dealing with it whether we like it or not. And one thing that I do love about Sun Saturn is this: there is a feeling of like I'm growing as a person. You know, with Sun Saturn transits in general, there can be like the hardship, the constraint, the difficulty, the need to persevere through something, the heavier themes, you know, but also the feeling of growing a little bit wiser for the wear. And the theme that like, hey, you know, if life is serious, then you know, it's like, what play, what movie, what book do you read where nothing's at stake? You know what I mean? So the feeling of something being at stake lends itself to a good life. Like there, it's nice to be reminded that there are things at stake. For some reason, I always find that it helps me to refocus with greater creativity and joy. And, you know, it brings good things, even if there's a little bit of heaviness, to remember that like life is a grand stage. And it's actually there's stuff going on here that, you know, it's the drama, there's a little bit of drama and it's worth it. It's good that it's there. So I hope that you guys enjoy these transits. Tomorrow we'll be taking a look at the astrology of November. So be sure to check that out. If you have any stories, hashtag grabbed, and then tell us the transit, Venus sextile Jupiter or Sun square Saturn or whatever the case might be. And let's hear from you guys. Let's hear how you're noticing the planets showing up. Especially want to hear your Venus Jupiter stories. Let's see how that appears today and tomorrow. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And we will talk to you again tomorrow. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.